Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. American Moonshot, John F. Kennedy and the Great Space Race by Douglas G. Brinkley examines how the United States transformed Cold War anxiety into a national project that reshapes technology, politics, and culture. Centered on the Kennedy years, the book traces the path from early Soviet successes in space to the American decision to attempt a lunar landing within the decade. Brinkley presents the moon effort as more than a technical challenge, showing how it depended on presidential leadership, public persuasion, agency rivalries, and an enormous industrial and scientific mobilization. The narrative connects the White House, NASA, Congress, and the press to the engineers, astronauts, and contractors who translated lofty goals into schedules, budgets, and hardware. It also explores how the space race intersected with civil rights, defense priorities, and debates about national purpose. The result is a political and cultural history of Apollo that highlights why the moonshot became a defining expression of American ambition in the 1960s. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Cold War urgency and the meaning of prestige. A central topic is how spaceflight became a contest of credibility between superpowers. Brinkley frames the early space race as a battle for international prestige, where rockets symbolized not only scientific prowess, but also military competence and ideological momentum. Soviet achievements, such as early satellites and human spaceflight, created a perception that the United States was falling behind, raising fears about missiles, education, and technological leadership. The book explores how this perceived gap influenced American politics, shaping campaigns, congressional hearings, and public expectations. The moon became a stage where a democratic society could demonstrate. It could organize at scale, innovate rapidly, and outperform a rival with a different system. Brinkley also addresses the role of media coverage in amplifying urgency, turning launches into global spectacles and failures into national setbacks. By treating prestige as a strategic resource, the narrative shows why leaders viewed space as inseparable from diplomacy and deterrence. The moonshot emerges as an answer to a question larger than exploration: how to signal resolve, competence, and modernity in a tense era when symbols could shift alliances and confidence around the world. Secondly, Kennedy leadership and the decision to go to the moon. Another major topic is how John F. Kennedy moved from cautious interest to decisive commitment. Brinkley portrays Kennedy as balancing competing pressures, military advisors focused on defense, budget hawks wary of open-ended programs, and scientists advocating different priorities. The book examines the political calculus behind choosing a lunar landing as a clear, measurable objective that could unify agencies and rally the public. The decision is shown as a blend of strategy and storytelling, requiring a goal bold enough to restore confidence, yet concrete enough to manage. Brinkley also highlights the importance of timing, including how national events and early space milestones shaped what seemed feasible. Kennedy is presented as using speeches and public messaging to convert technical plans into a shared civic mission, while relying on advisors and NASA leadership to define the program architecture. The moonshot, in this view, was not inevitable. It was a deliberate act of presidential agenda setting that tied national identity to a deadline and compelled institutions to align behind a single outcome. Thirdly, NASA as a new kind of national institution, the book pays close attention to NASA itself, emphasizing how quickly it evolved into a large, complex organization, coordinating science, engineering, procurement, and risk. Brinkley explores the agency as a networked institution, dependent on partnerships with universities, defense contractors, and regional political support. A key theme is organizational learning, how NASA develops systems engineering, testing regimes, and mission planning methods to manage unprecedented complexity. The narrative also addresses internal rivalries, leadership choices, and how different centers contributed specialized expertise. Brinkley connects these institutional dynamics to broader politics, showing how appropriations, oversight, and public expectations shaped NASA decision-making. He highlights the logistics of scale, from facilities and launch infrastructure to supply chains and workforce development, illustrating that Apollo was as much a managerial feat as a scientific one. By focusing on NASA as an institution, the book shows why the moonshot required a durable bureaucracy capable of coordinating thousands of interlocking tasks while maintaining safety and schedule discipline under intense national scrutiny. Fourthly, technology, risk, and the human side of exploration, Brinkley treats the moon program as a story of innovation under pressure, where breakthroughs were inseparable from risk and sacrifice. He describes how the drive toward a lunar landing demanded advances in propulsion, guidance, materials, communications, and life support, along with rigorous testing and iterative redesign. The human element is central. Astronauts as public figures, engineers as problem solvers, and managers as translators between technical realities and political demands. The book examines how accidents and near misses influenced safety culture and decision processes, emphasizing that progress came with real dangers. It also shows how public enthusiasm could coexist with anxiety, especially when setbacks highlighted the thin margin between success and catastrophe. Brinkley connects the hero narrative to the less visible labor behind it, acknowledging the vast workforce that built, analyzed, and verified every subsystem. This topic underscores a key lesson of the moonshot. Technological triumph is rarely a single invention, but a disciplined accumulation of solutions, trade-offs, and risk management practices carried out by people operating at the limits of what was then possible. Lastly, Apollo as a cultural, economic, and political legacy. Beyond the immediate goal of reaching the moon, the book explores how the moonshot reshaped American society. Brinkley addresses the economic footprint of Apollo, including regional development around NASA centers, the growth of high-tech contracting, and the training of a new generation of scientists and engineers. He also places Apollo within the broader domestic landscape of the 1960s, when debates about inequality, social change, and government spending raised questions about national priorities. The moon program becomes a lens for understanding how Americans argued about the purpose of federal power and the value of big public projects. Brinkley also considers cultural impacts, spaceflight as inspiration in education, media, and popular imagination, and as a symbol of collective achievement. Internationally, Apollo is presented as influencing diplomacy and perceptions of American capability. This topic emphasizes that the moonshot was not only a race, it was a demonstration project for coordinated innovation, and its legacy persists in technology standards, management practices, and the continuing debate over how ambitious national goals should be defined, funded, and sustained. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy narrative history, presidential biography, and the behind-the-scenes story of how major public programs actually happen. It will appeal to space enthusiasts, students of Cold War politics, and anyone interested in leadership under pressure, because it treats Apollo as a national decision and an organizational achievement, not only a technical adventure. The practical benefit is perspective. Readers see how ambitious goals are built from persuasion, funding, institutional design, and disciplined execution, and how clear deadlines can focus innovation while also heightening risk. That lens can translate to modern challenges such as infrastructure, climate technology, or large-scale research, where coordination matters as much as ideas. Compared with narrower astronaut memoirs or purely technical accounts, Brinkley emphasizes the interplay among the White House, NASA, Congress, and public opinion, giving a fuller explanation of why the moonshot happened when it did and why it succeeded. It is worth buying for its broad synthesis of politics, culture, and management, offering a compelling understanding of how a democratic society mobilized to achieve an audacious objective. If you would like to support Douglas G. Brinkley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.